We join you live again from Talla in South County Dublin. It's the final day of our local election coverage. Earlier, our reporter Mark O'Driscoll was telling us that housing, immigration and roads are what voters are talking about on the doorstep. Here's his report from his time around the county.
When I arrive in Lucan, the music is on and the children at Small World Play School are out dancing and enjoying their break time. Keeping an eye on them is staff member Eileen Dennehy, who tells me about some of the big issues in the area ahead of the local elections.
Because of all the new houses, every morning and evening people are stuck in traffic trying to get to and from work and school. That's probably the biggest one. And then there probably is a homeless issue in the sense, doesn't affect me so much because all my kids are old enough and sorted, but people with younger 20-somethings, 30-somethings, not able to get any, you know, too expensive to rent and so hard to get a mortgage.
It isn't long before the issue of traffic and parking is raised again. Alex lives nearby in Palmerstown, and he told me that getting his daughter to school in Lucan proves to be a big problem.
Traffic is horrible sometimes, especially in office hours and school times. Horrible traffic. It will take 1.5 hours to take to her school sometimes in the morning.
Further down the main street, I meet Rob Smith, who lived abroad for a number of years, but has now returned to Lucan. He told me there have been huge changes in the village since he grew up there.
Issues here in the Lucan area, West Dublin, is predominantly housing and council decision-making about proper planning for transport, access in and out. As you can see, Lucan village, from time to time, and it doesn't necessarily have to be rush hour, there's gridlocked traffic. I suppose you might have a rat run to the bridge down here at the Liffey because people are avoiding the toll bridge on the M50.
Then it's time for me to jump in the car and join the traffic as I make the short journey down the M50 to Clondalkin. When I arrive, the town is busy. Many secondary school students are on lunch break, in between sitting their summer exams. A lot of people I meet tell me that immigration and housing are the big issues in the area, but they don't want to speak on tape. Someone who does agree to be recorded is the manager of the St Vincent de Paul branch in Clondalkin, Fiona Brogan.
We have an awful lot of our customers are actually having to leave the area. Some are going back to Poland and stuff because they cannot afford the rent. The cost of living, we find it, we are having an awful lot more customers coming in at the moment buying stuff because they can't afford them. They can't afford to go buy dresses or even clothes for the kids. Affordability is the main thing that's driving them in here, and they're trying to watch their money. So that would be the main thing. Just they're not having the money to spend anymore.
Your destination is on the left.
It's late afternoon by the time I arrive in Rathfarnham village, and George in Casanova's is getting ready to put the first pizza into the oven. He tells me that Rathfarnham is also feeling the effects of the current accommodation crisis.
I lost a chef last year because of that, and even though I would be able to get a chef back in from Italy, you know, because it's Italian cuisine, they're refusing to come over because of the accommodation, the cost. Difficulty also, not just the cost, but it's actually difficult to get accommodation, you know. Like you're in a long queue, and it doesn't mean that you'll get it, you know, like, and it's a big battle. It is most definitely a problem.
As I take a walk down the village, I bump into husband and wife, Philip and Sandra.
You're obviously outside the auctioneers here in Rathfarnham.
We are indeed, yes, we're just having a look at our future, see where it takes us, you know.
And what about the area, you know, housing? Is it very difficult to find accommodation here?
It is very, very difficult, and it's a very, very popular area as well. It's very heavily priced. We moved in here 40-odd years ago. So we have, on the one hand, we're pretty long time here, but you know, it's great to be here. Wouldn't be able to make it now, you know.